We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. Jeff's an attorney with Chestnut Cambrone, and we were talking off the air. And, Jeff, I'm livid about the things that have unfolded in Minneapolis and around the country. I don't have a problem with peaceful protesters. I do have a problem with peaceful protesters who do not want to abide by the curfew. And the reason I have a problem with that is you have to weed them out from the Antifa groups and the looters, because they're using these protesters, the peaceful protesters, as cover to protect themselves. I saw something last night when they were putting the truck driver in the police car. A guy came up with a shield and banged into one of the cops, and clearly this is not a peaceful protester. Those people should be, they should be arrested and they should be put away. And I have a real problem with these people from Hollywood having a fund to bail out the protesters. And I heard this one, Newt Gingrich was on Fox, and he said 13 members of Joe Biden's campaign have donated to funds such as this to bail people out. How disgusting is that?
Yeah, and that's correct. And, you know, the thing is you want to have this in your city, vote for Joe Biden. Because this, you know, is already starting with his mamby-pamby symbolic responses to all of this. When what's needed is law and order. And I think one of the biggest steps forward this weekend was President Trump declaring Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization.
Well, we've known that all along. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Homeland Security is already, you know, treating him as such. But, you know, we really need to make a concerted effort of rooting out their financial backing around the country and around the world so that this nonsense stops happening. Because this has been going on for a decade of these anarchists running around causing problems and I agree with you. There's a difference between peaceful protesters and that. But until you get rid of that, it's going to curb people's ability to peaceful protest. Well, that's why you have curfews and everything else this weekend.
I think in some ways the peaceful protest, not all of them certainly, but some of they've become sheep and they're willing participants in hiding these people from doing the damage. And I'm glad that the last couple of nights when the National Guard got involved, the state police and the county sheriff's department, we haven't seen anywhere, well, not even anywhere near. There's been very little vandalism, looting, or fires being set. There was a dumpster fire on Saturday night, but that was put out fairly quickly, and there wasn't the types of issue. They will back down to force. And the other thing is, what hasn't really happened yet, other than the guy from that owned, I think it was Cadillac Pawn, where he allegedly shot a looter, I'm surprised that hasn't happened more around the country. But I think if it continues, it's going to happen because people are going to protect their businesses when the cops aren't there to help protect for them. And that's going to be
absolutely
a real problem.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was impressed with the response on Saturday and yesterday. But my question again is, where was this on night one? How could they not anticipate that there were going to be these other elements in there, or that there was going to be possibly violence, at least at a minimum on night two?
Well,
how many more businesses would be would be here today if they had that kind of response on the first or second night?
Jeff, there are people who would say I'm being too critical of them, but I don't think I am. Jacob Fry, to me, is at the root of what is happening in Minneapolis, what happened in Minneapolis, and what's happening around the country. And I've been critical of him. I called him a modern-day Nero because he did nothing. But I truly believe he empowered, emboldened, and enabled these domestic terrorists to riot, to loot, to commit arson. And again, not just in Minneapolis, but across the nation. When he told his police department to stand down and allow the 3rd Precinct to be destroyed, it was a message both locally that the city was weak, and it was a message that resonated with these terrorists across America.
That's absolutely right.
Well, since the beginning of time, bad people have preyed on the weak, and it happened again with devastating results here and again in other cities. There's at least 30 cities where there have been, and it's not peaceful protests in these cities, it's violent behavior. And what happened in New York is, every city actually is terrible, but how do you not have a police presence in Soho where they ransacked Chanel and Rolex and all of these high-end stores? Now, you could say, well, they don't deserve protection. You know, they can afford it. Well, nobody can afford it because it sends another strong message. Go ahead. Take what you want. I saw a video yesterday, Jeff, of a tiny woman trying to convince at least five or more of these terrorists.
Yep.
How is,
and they beat the crap out of her.
How does the person recording not drop there and try to intervene?
Right.
They beat her with a long 2x4, and they deserve to be thrown in jail and never be let out and then rot in hell and burn in hell. It's disgusting what these terrorists did to this woman because they wanted to get in her store. And we're talking a woman, what did you think? She had to be at least in her 60s and tiny.
Tough guys. Yeah, it was disgusting. Now let's talk about leadership and by contrast, we both live in Wright County. We're both friends with our sheriff, Sean Derringer.
Yep.
There was social media chatter on Friday about, you know, there was just going to be this memorial for George Floyd in St. Cloud. And there was some social media chatter about someone hitting the outlet mall in Albertville. Sean and his crew, there were deputies all over that mall on Friday afternoon and into Friday evening. Sean himself was doing neighborhood patrols. I know that because he stopped by while I was mowing my lawn to say hi. I was told by about 10:45 that night, they had the entrances to the mall shut down. They had cars blocking it, lights on, off, and deputies out of the cars. And they have the entrances to our neighborhood is right off of 94. They had the entrances to our neighborhood all blocked off. That is what happens when you let law enforcement come up with the plan and execute it, rather than politicians focusing on political correctness. So, shout out to him. It fortunately never came to pass, but they were ready for something if it did happen.
Well, you touched on this too. They were ready out here in Wright County, but Walls waited way too long. He should have taken over the city from when he saw the minute that the third precinct was allowed to go down. They should, and he did shove Fry aside for that one night, and then it didn't even say it was like an abject failure or an abject he went after Fry without mentioning him by name, but the next day he had him at the news conference and was praising him. They're afraid to offend. That's the biggest problem. And also
absolutely,
and the other thing that they had, how the irresponsibility of allowing, they shut down the freeways going into Minneapolis, and they gave them over to these demonstrators. Well, fortunate because the fact that no one got hit or killed when that truck came, it wasn't barreling. I heard that description. But when it went into what would have been the crowd, if he had gone to the left more, if he really wanted to hurt people, he could have taken out thousands of people. And
well, what I understand is you can't just hit the brakes on a truck like that. It'll jackknife and cause bigger issues. So with the way he slowed it down and laying on the horn for 21 seconds, that was the safest way to slow it down. Now, I was told that they up and changed it was originally the highways were going to be shut down at 7 p.m. like they'd been Saturday night. They stopped on a dime and they moved it back to 5 p.m. because of the protesters being on 35W, but they didn't get everybody off the roads by 5 o'clock, including this truck. Everything I've heard, and I was watching it till late, till almost midnight. I was looking at the Twitter chatter too. I think it was Tom Lydon from Fox 9 had reported. The public safety officials believe that that was not an intentional act. But this is what we've been saying for several years now in these freeway protests. It's like something bad is going to happen. Stay off the damn freeways.
I don't believe it was intentional either. And the fact, though, that they're on that type of a freeway, something like what almost happened could happen. And then you talk about protests, but do not let them on the freeway. I don't understand the thinking of this. They basically have turned that part of the state over to protest. You know what? How much worse can they allow this to get before they start really taking a strong approach? The police have been condemned and vilified for what they did, which is throwing, getting tear gas, using rubber bullets. Well, they have to break these things up. And if you're there after 8 o'clock, I heard some of the people I saw, these are not bad people. The peaceful protesters that stuck around, but you have to realize if you stick around, not only could you be arrested, you could be hurt. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to be that kind of a martyr? it's gone so far beyond being about George Floyd. It's horrible what's happening across the nation. I think that Trump saying that Antifa, that group is a terrorist organization and should be treated as such. They need to start making arrests. Jeff, I'm going off on a tangent here, so let me pull it back a bit and say thank you so much, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, and we will take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back.